Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast coming at you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate having you with me. All right, so today's topic is going to be about working mamas, working mama bears. Takes one to know one, and here I am, a working mama bear. Man, is it a struggle. I'm not going to lie. I got to dive into this one deeply because you know what? This gets me every time. And I might choke up. I'm already warning you because I'm going to be shooting you straight today. All right, working moms, first and foremost, I got to hand it to you. You know, it's not easy to do it all. It's not. You know, that's why we say if you're an at-home mom, you are a working mom because you have a full-time job. Watching little people, helping them with their day-to-day life, keeping them alive, feeding them, you know, getting them to sleep, baths, you know, story time, the whole thing. It's full-time job. So for those of you who are a full-time mom and a full-time employee or even a part-time employee, I got to say this message is for you. You know, you got to give yourself permission to have the job that you do and submerge yourself into it. You have to be okay with the requirements and the demands of having yourself a job and what it takes. It doesn't take away from being an amazing mom or, you know, being there for your kids when you're there for them. But the truth of the matter is you have to be able to accept that it has demands and you have to show up for it when it needs you to be there. The problem is it begins to consume us and it begins to take over. And then, you know, we worked all day and we'd like to shut it off and we come home and our kids are here and they're running around. They want to play and show us stuff and do stuff. And our brain is downloading our things to-do lists or we're dinging and pinging and, you know, the phone's going off and the emails are blowing up. And all of a sudden it just feels like the world gets taken over by your work. And then how present are you for your kids? And then all of a sudden these things start popping up. Words like guilt and you let them down or feel bad or I didn't bring the right energy to it. You know, you look in your kids' eyes and you're thinking to myself, gosh, I just want to, you know, play and experience and have fun and make memories and be connected. And I've got a lot on my plate in my mind and a lot going on. Oh, I almost said the O word. A little overwhelmed. Don't forget to check out Overwhelmed with an anchor. It's a different podcast that I have because it talks about that deeply. But I just have to tell you, you're not alone. I think that's the first thing I really needed to say before I just ranted off. You're not alone. This is a struggle. I've made some big life changes. You know, my daughter taught me some great lessons. I have a 7-year-old daughter, Adelaide. And when Adelaide was 2 years old, something I do if you know, my kid's out of line is that I do timeouts in the corner. That's my thing. And so when Adelaide was 2 years old and I was done with work, I was with her and I was texting and I was emailing and doing all kinds of stuff. And she was trying to talk to me. She grabbed my phone out of my hand and said, "No phone, mommy." And she took it to the corner and she put the phone in the corner. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, oh my God, I am in a way working my life away and you're growing up and I'm not, it's going to pass me by. And she taught me a great lesson. And from that point forward, I decided, now it's been a running joke for the past 5 years, but every day when I'm off, I like to be off at 6. So every day at 6, she puts my phone in the corner. She does. She grabs it, it goes in the corner, and it's there from 6 to 8. And that's my time to, you know, get my kids dinner, hear about their day. We try to do something fun as a family, you know, whether it's take a walk or go outside or play a game or hit the ball or do whatever. And then we go upstairs and we do, you know, bath time and books and talk and do the whole thing with zero interruption. And I wouldn't trade that time for the world. And it's really, it's hard. Like, let me say something, working mama bears. It's hard. For me, it's hard because I know I have things to do and deadlines and things to check on. And I know I'm being dinged and pinged and need to get back to people. But the truth of the matter is I need to be present there for them. So I made a complete life decision that in order for me to show up for them, I have to, in a way, I know it's going to sound funny, don't judge me, but this is true. I have to book an appointment with them. So every night I have a standing appointment from 6 to 8. I'm busy and I'm booked and it's with two little people and my husband. It feels great. It absolutely feels great. This is what I can offer. This is the time that's available. And I felt guilty for years, even after I moved my phone in the corner, I did all that, still had this level of guilt. Like, I'm working so hard and I'm doing all this. Somebody else might be, you know, raising my kids in essence. You know, my mother-in-law, thank you, Sandy, if you're listening to this. And my mom, Sandy, they both have the same name. Thank you for watching our kids. I appreciate it. You know, I'm lucky and blessed to have their grandmas watch them. But I have to be honest that I still, there is this piece and part of me that feels I'm missing out a part of their life. And I think the biggest thing is, aside from making an appointment, setting, you know, showing up, being all in, is to give myself permission to say, you know what? It's okay that you work. It's okay that you have a vision and you have goals and you have and want to, you know, bring in abundance for your family. And, you know, they're my why. The truth of the matter is my children are the reason why I work so hard. I want them to have a great life. I remind myself that when I do get that little inner feeling of like, God, you work so much, there is that other part of me that says, you know what? And then when you're off and you show up for your family, you give them 1,000% when you're there. Do I work after I put them down? Yes. Do I work on the weekends? Sometimes, yes, I do. And it's okay. I choose to do that as long as it doesn't interfere or conflict with my quality time with my family. It's decisions. I'm constantly in a place of making decisions. I will tell you guys this, the guilt doesn't work for me. It doesn't make me feel good and it brings me down and it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong. And I have struggled with that for years, you know, and I feel like there's no option other than to say, you know what? I've made this choice. The bigger and better choice is that I'm in control of it. And that on the time that I do have off, I have learned that instead of being in that place and feeling bad or guilty, I want you to be in a place of feeling completely present and shutting yourself off from the distractions and showing your kids how much you love them. You know, there's people who spend way more time with their kids than I do. Who knows if they're giving them half the love that I'm giving to my children when I do spend the time. So to me, at the end of the day, I am always going to say this, and I want to say this to my working mamas out there. You are doing the best you can. And if you're not, you can do something about it. And don't feel bad and guilty because you're bringing in an income for your family. The only time I feel bad and guilty is when I'm getting distracted. And that does happen. I'm not going to lie. Definitely not mom of the year right here. Hello. But I will say it's a work in progress. And every day that I accomplish being with them from 6 to 8 with my phone off and being as present as possible. And like, don't get me wrong. It's constant self-talk. So if I'm outside and we're riding bikes and all of a sudden I start downloading my to-do list in my head, I'll go, no, stop. Don't interfere with my time right now. Work, you have to wait. Because I want to be all in right now with them. I don't have it down yet. But what I do know is I'm in a process and I'm progressing. And that is always what interests me. And I am my kids' number one fan. I love both of them more than anything in the world. And my goal is to always show them and be as present as I possibly can. Then, in my mind, I am being the best mom that I can be. And that's what's important. Yeah. Am I going to give up my entire career to be an at-home mom 24/7? No, it's not. That's not my thing. It's okay. You know, it's not. I don't. I've made a choice to have a career and I feel proud of it. Communicate with my children and they love me and they support me. And I think that's ultimately where we need to be, is honest and communicating and present. Yeah. I wear a bracelet, in fact, on my hand every day. It says be present on it. I actually got on Facebook. I thought it was pretty cool. Those little circle gold things. You guys should check it out. It says be present. I have another one. I'll read it to you too, just because. It says choose happy. It's another one. Because those are big deals for me. I want to be in a place every day where I'm happy. And I'm happy when I'm working. And I'm happy when I'm with my children. And I'm happy when I'm working and I'm thinking about them. And I'm happy when I'm with them and I shut off working. It's amazing. Because I want to be in a place every day that I choose happy. And I can have both and not feel guilty about it. So let me just circle back on six tips. I want to give you six tips, working mamas. Write this down. Number one, give yourself permission to work. That's it, plain and simple. I give myself permission to work. It's okay. Number two, set boundaries for your work. If there's a set time that you're off, shut it down. Okay, shut it down. It'll all be there tomorrow. Everything's gonna be okay. Or you shut it down, go interact with your family. And if you wanna turn it back on before bedtime, turn it back on. As long as you choose to and it works in your boundary lines. Number three, set appointments for what matters. If it's girl time, if it's going out with other family members, maybe a sibling or something, maybe you wanna get your nails done or get a massage, set appointments, time with your kids, time with your spouse. Is it a date night? Set an appointment. You know, time blocking and appointment setting is not just for work engaged activities. This is for life. Set appointments. Number four, be present. Hashtag think of my bracelet. And if I were you, I would order one. Whatever comes up for you that needs to be on your wrist as a reminder to get you through your decisions and transitions and working through this in your process, get yourself a bracelet. But I would say this, whatever your bracelet says, I want you to know number four is be present. So when you are there and you are in front of your children or in front of your spouse, be 100% there. Enjoy those moments. Number five, communicate with them. You know, as we're asking them about their day, tell them about yours. My daughter and I, every single night, never fail, we have girl time. And that's where she shares and I share. She tells me about her day, I tell her about mine. I want her to know that mommy works and what it's about and what I'm doing and why she lives in the home she does and has the life she does is because mommy works hard. And I explain that. So communicating with them and sharing is a big part of it too. And number six, say bye to the guilt. Bye, guilt, right? Own your choice to work. Whether you want to or have to work, own your choice that you do, okay? And say bye to the guilt because the guilt doesn't serve you, okay? It doesn't, and it's distracting, and it takes away, and it makes us feel bad, and it makes us feel like we're doing something wrong. All right. There's no judge out there going, you are the best mom. No, you are not so great. And you're not a good mom. You know, there's no judge out there. It's inside. You do your best. That's what interests me. Guilt, bye-bye. So mama bears, we're going to kick this thing off with a little bit of some tunes. DJ, start playing some music for me here. I just want to say if you've enjoyed my podcast, I ask that you subscribe to them. I'd love for you to subscribe. Please, please, please. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Check me out on Instagram at Coach LC. And that's E-L-S-E-E. And I'm on Facebook under Lisa Crown. So please friend me there. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll be in touch. Go get them, working mamas. You're awesome.